Now, I'm joined, it's funny that we were talking about Malahide, because I'm joined here by my dear friend, Jerry Rafferty, who is an absolute warhorse and a machine when it comes to doing stuff out in Malahide. He runs the Castle Lodge B&B and is better known, really, even for all of his work with the Malahide Tidy Towns. Jerry, you're very welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Heidi.
What do you think about concerts in Malahide Castle?
Very good. Anything that shines a light on Malahide in a positive way, I find is good. There was some very successful concerts on there in recent years. I think maybe the O2 was being renovated or reshaped, remodelled, and the Malahide Castle then was a convenient venue for the concerts while this reconstruction stuff was going on.
Okay, so you think it was a spillover a little bit when the O2 wasn't being used?
I think so, maybe, yeah. And it was convenient, but I think that it showed that it could be a good location for outdoor events. And hopefully there it can be revisited.
Did you get to any of the concerts yourself?
I did, yeah. I got to some, all right, yeah. The Prince concert and Joe Cocker and
Yeah. How did it deal with the numbers and the crowds and everything? Did they get in and out okay?
Well, I think they did. I know our own road is quite close to the castle. It was closed off and well policed and well organised. And the fact that we have the DART out to Malahide, the main line rail, and the bus service there, and also the bus service that comes from the airport side as well, from Swords, you know, it all adds up to being a very efficient service.
Does the council the castle still have that helicopter pad?
It does still have the helicopter pad, yeah. That's right. That's there from the days when the British Prime Minister visited here, yeah.
That's right. And all the pavements were
All the pavements
fixed.
Were done and dusted and sharp and clean as a whistle and everything, yeah.
Beautiful. Now, you're involved in continuing to keep it clean as a whistle, aren't you? You've been involved with Tidy Towns for, what, 20 years more?
Yeah, well, 20 years almost, yeah. From 1996, yeah.
Wow, yeah. And that's some amount of work. What kind of things does the Tidy Towns do?
Well, we work closely with Fingal County Council. We work closely with the businesses. We work closely with the community, clubs and associations. All working in the same direction, you know, to get the good result, which is to keep the town and the surroundings in good condition. We have a lot of people in the communities around Malahide, in the community of Malahide, in the residential areas, are very, very keen on keeping their areas tidy, sharp, and adorn them with beautiful flowers and so on and so forth in the winter time, the winter bedding, and the summer as well. Of course, they make a terrific effort to keep their own gardens and green areas clean alongside with Fingal County Council.
What would be the biggest problems, do you think, in Malahide?
Well, the biggest problem as far as Tidy Towns would be concerned is the course of the graffiti people's, you know, destroying the place with graffiti, as it is in probably most towns around Ireland. There's a lot of communities have to deal with it, and county councils and the Gardaí are on board. And so it is, it's kind of a big problem, and it can happen so easy, it can be done so quickly, but the removal of it just can take forever, you know.
There are packs. Are there packs still? Do the council still give out packs for?
Yeah, they do a graffiti removal pack, and you have all the safety gloves and goggles and so on and so forth. We have received them in the past, and we also have our own steam cleaning, our heavy industrial steam cleaner that we can try and use. And often what we do is we hire equipment in as well. If we don't have, let's say, a power supply to a certain area, we have to get in a petrol or diesel pressure washer, you know, to deal with, let's say, graffiti, or we want to clean up an area, let's say a cobble-locked area or something like that, we can hire it in. And JW Hire here in Coolock, they're very good to us there. They support us well, I would say.
Oh, good stuff. Mm. Oh, glad to hear that. Mm. Yeah, because it's mostly you're a volunteer anyway.
Volunteer,
aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's mostly run by volunteers, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you tap into any of the employment programmes at all? Or?
Yeah, we do. We have we've a circuit there. Two circuits we tap into is the Fingal Partnership TUIS. We have activists from there, and we also have activists from the CE scheme, which is a FOSS-driven scheme.
Yeah.
So we're supported there. Their office is in Hoth, yeah. And Peter there gives us all the support and he can, and he's very, very helpful. But also our supervisor, if you like, Joe Killeen, he's with TUAS, Fingal Partnership. And they have quite good people there that seek an employment. They're on the live register and they can have the option then to go on a partnership deal or a CE scheme, which frees them up after they put in their 19 and a half hours a week, that they can go and involve in other activities, you know, creative activities, and they're not kind of under the cosh of the social welfare or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
They're a little bit freed up to do other activities, if you like, you know what I mean? But I'm not just saying for reward, but they can be a lot more at ease about tipping along, you know.
While we're touched on that, actually, the TUAS employees are available to charities or non-profit organisations, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're a business, you can't apply for them. But if you are a charity or if you're running a non-profit organisation, you can contact Fingal Leader Partnership or you can contact Northside Partnership if you're not in the Fingal area. And they can give you some information on whether you can actually have a TUAS person working with you. Certainly now in Baldoyle Community Hall, we have a number of people on the TUAS scheme and a couple on the CE. They are absolutely fantastic. I cannot say enough about the people working with me. They're extremely professional and very reliable and good company as well. They're really fantastic. So well worth looking into. Have you had quite a bit of success?
We had successes there. There's people gained full employment from our schemes. And I think that there's a huge level of alertness when you're involved in the scheme on a daily basis. Your alertness is good, your interest is good, and a lot of, which is very important, your discipline is good, because you see people around you there that want to improve. Let's say some of the activists there would see some of our committee members working only as volunteers and not getting any payment at all for that, and they can see us and working, you know, and it keeps their encouragement up and, as I say, the discipline. But plus, every day is a school day, so they can learn different stuff about different stuff, and which is very encouraging as well, once you're picking up fresh hints and learning something.
Meeting new people and stuff.
It's
great. It really is a superb programme. Now, you've a big project coming up in Malahide, haven't you, around the casino?
Yes,
That's been going for a while. What's that about?
Yeah, that was all about the... that was Micheál Gaffney there, a local resident there, an elderly man, before he passed away, God rest him. He was quite impressed with the casino in Malahide because it's the beautiful heritage building with the thatch roof and so on and so forth, previously owned by Mr. and Mrs. Kirkers, Dr. Kirkers. But what happened was Micheál had a great affiliation with it, and when the Fry Model Railway had to be dismantled and removed from the Malahide Castle venue because of the refurb up there and the extension, so on and so forth, it was put in storage then, and Micheál thought it was a terrible thing if it didn't come back to Malahide. And what he done was then he put up something like 1.5 million to say if that could purchase the casino and go towards the development of a new site at the back of the casino to house the Fry Model Railway. And that's exactly what he'd done. But it was contingent on the fact that it must go back to the casino in Malahide.
Okay.
So therefore, there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and so on and so forth. But on the day before Christmas Eve, Fingal County Council and the councillors were able to inform us that, yes, it is going to come back to Malahide. There is jigs and reels to go through. There's a planning process. There's the architects are going to have to come in and do all their weights and measures, you know, and that's going to take some time, but it sounds favourable at the moment that it's going to come to Malahide. It looks that way anyway.
Great. Is there any kind of timescale on it yet?
I wouldn't know about a timescale, but I would say it's going to take a couple of years anyway, maybe 2 years or whatever. And as I say, when the planning process, going through the planning process, like there's people going to, it's going to go out for public inspection and stuff.
What's the state of the cottage like at this stage?
It's fairly bad at the moment. I hope the roof is holding up okay, but the render, the plaster on the outer walls and stuff is chipped off and around the windows and this, that and the other. Internally, I'm not sure either, but it is there is security there and they're minding the building.
Okay, it's a beautiful building, isn't it?
And
I mean, it's
fantastic.
It's there right beside the train station. It's really primed. Actually, a question came up, and I'm not too sure who asked it, as I was going through the council minutes there. They were looking for, I think it was Darragh O'Brien, oh no, Owen O'Brien, wouldn't it be, about a tourist office.
Yeah,
in
tourist
Malahide.
Office, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
anything about that?
Well, there was talk about a tourist office coffee shop, you know, a welcoming area to the casino in the original building, in the thatched roof building, and that would be probably a prelude to going on into the Fry Model Railway.
Okay.
But whatever, you know, every day is a school day, as I say, so something will come up and then adjustments will have to be made, possibly, and then they'll move on. Maybe there might be something else then, a better idea again will come up and whatever. We'll wait and see.
I think there was mention of the train station. In this particular question, is that something that is an idea, or how is that?
In a kind of way that they could link up for access into the casino, is it?
I think with the tourist office, I think it was just about a tourist office and the train station.
Right.
It certainly would catch the people coming off the trains.
Yeah.
I know they come out of there and they don't know where to go a lot of the time. You put some signage up, I think, didn't you, in the
train
station?
We did. We put some signage up there. But I also spoke recently to a chap and he mentioned there might be maybe a temporary or maybe even a more permanent tourist information office in the railway station.
So that's something to look out for, people, if you're coming to visit Malahide. Now, if you want to stay for a few days in Malahide, which I would certainly recommend because it is absolutely beautiful, there are so many different walks, so many different places to stay, you could book into a B&B, which might be something very romantic to do for Valentine's weekend. Jerry, you started a B&B a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, 10 years ago now, hard to believe, yeah.
Gosh,
and, we run, my wife and I, Etna, we run a B&B in Malahide up the hill, up not far from the castle, not far from the village, and we have great support from many people throughout the world. So many of them have come back so many times, it's remarkable. But we love the B&B business, and there's some fantastic B&Bs in Malahide. We have, I know ourselves and our near neighbour, Olive and Henry, they are both, were number one and two on the TripAdvisor certificates of excellence and so on and so forth, out of 11 B&Bs. But there's great quality B&Bs. The Grand Hotel has to be a fantastic attraction, you know, and they're so professional. They're beautiful extensions, the enhancements they've made to the premises over the years. Matt Ryan Sr., Matt Ryan Jr. So Al Ryan and all the family have contributed greatly, and that contributes greatly to Malahide, which we love that.
Just because I like to, if people come in and they're good enough to come into the studio, if somebody wanted to contact your own B&B, what is their telephone number they can ring?
There
or
is.
An email?
It's 01846 4545.
01846 4545 if you want to contact the Castle Lodge B&B and book in. I have to say I have tasted their breakfast and they are out of this world. They really are fantastic. Well worth staying. And of course there's so much to do in Malahide Village. Now, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to put on a little bit of U2 because, of course, David Evans, otherwise known as Edge, grew up in Malahide, didn't he? And I think his dad still lives there. Jerry, if you'd like to hang on, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day and girls and boys and the whole battle, which I think you might enjoy. So here we have U2 in the name of love.